And it's 64 degrees this morning here on Morning Coffee with Al Clark. It's time now, as always on Monday mornings, for the Brad Shapiro Ultimate Health Program. And today, Brad's got a special guest. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, sir. Yes, we have a very special guest. But before we get started, let me give the standard disclaimer and the sponsors real quick. So standard disclaimer, please understand that we're not trying to treat you over the airwaves. So if you do have a healthcare concern, or if we talk about anything that sparks your interest, please seek out the healthcare provider of your choice, whether it's a chiropractor like myself, physical therapist, medical doctor, massage therapist, dentist, whatever the case may be, please seek out the healthcare provider of your choice. Then I'll mention our sponsors. First, we have Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. That's actually the church that myself, my wife Melissa, our son Jackson, we all attend. Great group of people. It's headed up by Pastor Josh Conrad and his wife Lindsay. But definitely recommend you check out that church. It's an awesome place to go. Do Sunday morning services at 10:30 a.m. Offer all kinds of great opportunities to serve and to worship. And but you can reach Abundant Life at 931-967-1187. Again, that's area code 931-967-1187. Second sponsor is Unstoppable Church, headed up by Pastor Brad Brinkley and staff. Another great group of people. They do kind of a rock and roll worship service, and then they're associated with a large group called Life Church out of Oklahoma. But you can reach them at 931-649-2909. Again, that's area code 931-649-2909. And they are doing Sunday morning services. So with that, we'll go ahead and get started. Good morning, Tasha Hill.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well this morning.
Great, great, great.
Yeah.
So we have Tasha Hill. She's with the Miriam House. Miriam House is an awesome ministry that helps women get out of addiction, drugs, alcohol, that kind of stuff. I was on the board for Miriam House for about 4 years, just to give people some background. Caleb McCall is who started it with Tasha, so they started it together. But it really is an awesome ministry, and the banquet's coming up this Saturday.
Yes.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you don't mind, give the listeners just some basics of who you are, where you grew up, and then just let us know how you got involved with Miriam House and what is Miriam House.
Okay. Well, I'm originally from Warren County, and I'm a 42-year-old single mom of four boys. And the Lord just really did a major work in my life a few years ago. About 8 years ago, I was stuck in addiction for about 20 years. And, you know, I grew up in the church, and so I had a foundation in the Lord. My guardians, I saved my aunt and my uncle, they were leaders in the church. So I had a good foundation, and I knew about the Lord. But when I fell away, I got so stuck in bondage from addiction and then condemnation that I just could not come to the Lord like I was. Mm. And so I knew I was living wrong, but I just felt like there was no hope for me. Mm. And so over the years, I had, you know, 30 jail stays. I lost my children, and I wanted to get them back. I wanted to be a good mother. But I thought that, oh my goodness, if my children are around me, they're going to be just like this. This generational cycle is going to continue. Mm. And maybe the only way I can stop that generational cycle is to let my children stay with someone else. Mm. So it went on like that for years. I would go to jail, and I'd get my head straight, and I'd think, gosh, okay, I'm going to get out, and I'm going to do it right this time.
Yeah.
But there was so much pain on the inside, and I didn't know that the healer, I needed to turn to Him, and that's Jesus. So I'd get out and try to do things my way and self-medicate with the drugs and things, but it just landed me back in the same spot.
Mm.
So in about 2016, I was at the end of my rope and at the end of myself, I called out to the Lord.
Wow, that's awesome.
And so I began to see Him supernaturally move in my life.
Wow.
Like, I had conviction for the very first time. Holy Spirit was really moving in me and showing me, hey, this is wrong, and then giving me power to overcome.
Yes.
And so I started to get free. I got plugged into a good home church and started getting in my word. And even though I didn't understand most of it, I would just get in it and read it. And over time, I began to understand and apply those principles to my life.
Hmm.
And I renewed my mind through the word, and God transformed me.
See, I think one of the things you just said that I think is huge is you said I began to apply those principles to my life. It's, you know, application, I think, is just a huge part of the puzzle.
Yes.
you see that so often where people have an intellectual understanding of just a variety of different things, but they don't know how to apply those principles. Mm-hmm. And you really took the word, the living word of God, and began to apply it to your life. And, you know, the Bible says faith without works is dead.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And I think it's just, I think that's a huge thing for people to latch on to is you not only read the word, but you began to apply it.
Yes. Yeah. That's when the transformation truly happens.
Yes.
Like, just for example, do not let anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're angry. I'd see that and I was like, oh, goodness. So if I got into it with one of my family members, I try to make amends by the end of the night. And
yeah.
I've seen such peace and even deeper bonds of love grow. So I was like,
yes.
Wow, this is real.
Yes.
This stuff really works.
Yes. Yeah.
And so as I went, like I said, I began to get so free. And I just had a burning passion to let everybody else know, hey, there's freedom.
Mm.
That you don't have to be that way anymore. You don't have to be stuck. There is a new life for you in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so I had this passion to tell everybody about this Jesus. You know?
Yes.
And so I knew I was going to be working with women. The Lord had put that in my heart.
Mm.
But He had to do a thing in me first.
Yes.
So, you know, as He was working in me, I was preparing in my heart and my mind what the ministry, what it would look like on the inside, what it would look like on the outside. And then eventually, a few years later, after I had been preparing, the Lord sent Caleb McCall. And Caleb's like, hey, Tasha, do you want to open up this ministry with me? And I was like, yes, God's been preparing me.
Yes, that's awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yes.
So you went, so the ministry started, was it 2020?
It's 4 years.
4 years, yes.
This month,
this
April 15th, 2020.
Wow, that's crazy. Crazy, crazy. So started in 2020. What all have you seen happen? Because I know we were talking about, you know, an amazing testimony about 5 minutes ago. But, you know, over the last 4 years, what have you seen happen in the ministry? Just what are some of the things that stand out to you? I know you can't tell us everything, but...
There is so many wonderful testimonies of just seeing people really come alive, like transforming before our very eyes. Women come in and, like I was, broken and hopeless and just don't think that there's any chance for them to have a regular, stable life and for them to have their children back. But we see these women come in and, like, the light of life come on in their eyes. And some of my favorite things is the family restoration.
Yes, yes. We serve a God of restoration.
Yes, that's what He does.
Yes, that's one of the things I've been studying lately is different names of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Jehovah Rapha, that's the healer. That's the God of restoration. That's so much of the heart of the ministry, you know, Jesus had on earth and continues to have. And I love that word and I love just to see how that plays out. But anyways, yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, it is. And even just yesterday, I know we were just talking about this, but yesterday there was a student in our program that was able to see and hug her children for the first time in 8 years.
Man, oh man. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yes. To see that happen and to actually see these women healing, the things they think about, the things they talk about, just see them completely shift and want to be mothers and want to be healthy.
Yes.
And they grow into that. It's so beautiful. And some of the graduates that we've seen already, one graduate shared with me, she said, Miss Tasha, I never thought I'd be a mother. I didn't even know my children's teachers at school. I just come and would visit my children sometime. But now... she is serving in her church. She's going to college to get a degree to be a teacher.
Hmm.
Her children serve in the church, baptizing the Holy Spirit.
Man.
I mean, the whole family has changed.
Man.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And she had overdosed several times, more times than she can count, and died.
Wow. Man, oh man.
When she came into Miriam House, God shifted her, and her whole family has changed.
Man. No, I mean, that's the power of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Complete restoration. You're never too far gone. You know, God is, He can heal any circumstance or any situation in our lives. And I know that sounds, for some of the listeners, may sound like hokey, you know, church stuff, but it really is true.
Yes.
It really, really is true.
It's a miracle.
You see it with your own eyes
mm-hmm.
All the time, just these miracles, like you just said. So that's awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yes, yes, it's wonderful. But we do have this banquet coming up.
Yes.
on this coming Saturday, May 4th. It's going to be, we're hosting it on the property that we are going to build on.
Yes, yes.
You know, we've been renting the past 4 years, and we've outgrown our space.
Yes.
So I feel like the Lord is leading us to build this building. We've got some drawings drew up, and we're going after it.
Yes, which is awesome. You know, it's so neat when you come to a banquet and you can kind of see where your money's going.
Yes.
You can see the land. You can see the blueprints of the facility. You can see the facilities that are already there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that people are going to be able to see when they come to the banquet, which, by the way, I'll be there. My wife Melissa will be there. A good buddy of ours, Danny Lyons, is going to be there, the owner of Mountaintop Meal Prep and Catering. But it's it might be a radio host or two there. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully.
but it really is going to be an amazing banquet. It's this Saturday, May 4th, 1 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes. Registration to check in starts at 12.
Okay.
Just to avoid long lines.
Yes, yes. So be there at 12. And where can people find information about this if they want to, you know, get a table or if they want to attend the event?
You can go to MerriamHouse.com, and
okay.
There's going to be an event drop-down link. And so just click on the event. It'll take you right to it. And we are also on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. So look up Merriam House. That's MIRIAM House. Just look that up on Facebook.
Yeah.
People can find all kinds of information about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know, if you've never been to something like this, it's really going to just amaze you. I say that to the listeners because you're going to hear these testimonies from these women. You're going to get to hear just where they started, where they are now, and it's all because of Jesus.
Yes,
you know,
it really is.
It really, really is. And I know statistically, you know, they'll get into some of the statistics of just the different things that have happened and the number of graduates
mm-hmm.
and the different stats with the different women. And one of the things that kind of blew me away when I first understood more about addiction is these Christ-based addiction places have far better outcomes
yes.
and much higher success rates
mm-hmm.
than the ones that are not Christ-centered. So it's really interesting to kind of see that in just the hard numbers.
Yes, and at the banquet, we'll be giving those numbers.
Yes.
We're going over the stats again. We did them last year, but we're redoing those just to see where we're at. But you're right. I'm not knocking anything. Everybody's got to find their own route. But these faith-based programs do have a high success rate. Like, we count, we look at mended family relationships, employment, have you stayed out of jail, have you remained sober. We look at all those things, and it's just beautiful. Like,
it is.
You know.
It is, and it's you know, I think, you know, I've had this conversation with several people, but I think everybody struggles with addiction on some level, too.
With something.
I mean, with something. You know, the Bible talks a lot about not idolizing things, and I think everybody struggles with idolizing things or addiction on some way, in some way, shape, or form.
Yes.
It could be a work addiction. It could be an addiction to pornography. It could be an addiction to drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an addiction to people pleasing.
Yeah.
There's so many. It can have so many different forms. But I think just anybody can benefit from coming to this kind of banquet and hearing some of these testimonies, because it's not just this group over here that struggles with addiction. Mm-hmm. I think everybody does in some way, shape, or form, if we're being honest with ourselves.
Yes.
So
I agree with that. And, you know, I just think, you know, everybody's really one decision away from a better or a worse life.
Yes.
You know, it's just things that we go through that and how it manifests. The root issues are all the same. We all have sin in our heart. We all make mistakes. It's just different things.
Yes.
Like what one person walks through may cause them to be into drugs, and another person can go through the same thing, and it may just cause them to be cold to their family.
Yes.
It's how they process it.
Yes.
So while they're at Merriam House, that's what we're doing, is getting to the root issues.
Yes.
You know, everybody, like you said, everybody struggles with something, but
yes.
It just comes out in different ways.
It does, and a lot of it's discipleship, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that word, discipleship, we could have a three-hour show on, but you have to understand that, you know, the Great Commission in the Bible is to go out and make disciples. And so this idea of discipleship, when the women come into the program, they're being discipled. They're
yes.
just, they're surrounded by the Word. They've got people like you and Ashley and
mm-hmm.
Caleb and others that'll come, you know, and Kelsey and others that'll come alongside them and help them learn and grow and not just do it from a distance, but really get in there with these women to help them, whatever their needs are.
Yes.
You know, in mind, body, spirit. And so that's a wonderful thing, too. It's not like they just show up and they just, all right, we're going to keep you sober. There's a real growth process, and there's a real process of just discipleship and just loving on them and helping them. And that's so much of the process, too, and so much of the transformation.
Yes, I totally agree. Just getting in there and doing life with them. Just like, you know, I'm not trying to be churchy, but I always like to reference the Bible.
Yes,
but, you know, just Jesus, he walked with his disciples for 3 years. They just did life together.
Yes.
And that's kind of like what we do with these ladies. We get in there and we just do life with them. And really the change and transformation happens in just the everyday conversations.
Yes.
Just how we respond and react to things. And so... and just to see them growing and changing in those areas, we literally see them maturing spiritually and emotionally.
Yes.
They're growing into the women that God created them to be in the first place.
Yes, and that's a great way to communicate it because, you know, like you just said, Jesus did life with the disciples for 3 years. They grilled out together.
Yes.
They traveled together. They ministered together. Mm-hmm. They served together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all those things are part of just the Miriam House process.
Yes.
That these women go through, which is it's just powerful. And you see the fruit, you know, you see the transformations and the changes, and it's just amazing. So what are some of the other things that kind of stand out to you in terms of transformation, too? Because I think some of the testimonies, when people hear some of the stuff, what's another example? Not to put you on the spot, but...
Thank you. Just... interacting in a healthy way. Like some of these ladies have never been in social settings and in a healthy way, like without drugs, and never been around people without drugs. And so we have to literally teach them again how to be in society, to have fun in a healthy way.
Yeah.
We go to Miss Jane Markham's house in Manchester. She hosts the ladies sometimes and does cooking lessons with them.
Yes.
And some of the ladies... They testify, like, I've never sat down and had dinner with my family like this.
Yes.
And so Miss Jane teaches them table talk, how it's important to establish and have this time with your family because real life happens across the table from each other.
Yes.
So just getting them, it's like a life stimulator, doing real things with them, teaching them to go places and have fun without drugs and alcohol, teaching them to do everyday things like cook a meal for their families and prepare for the day to cook a meal for their family and do all those things. So it's in the little things also that really are actually huge things that we're teaching them.
Yes. Yes. Man, that's awesome. My wife, Melissa, she's talked about maybe hosting cooking classes.
Yeah, we're ready.
When we have our house ready. So, which Melissa, I mean, just to brag on her real quick, but she's an amazing cook. She started taking cooking classes when she was like 5 years old. And so she loves that stuff. But you're right. All those things add up.
Mm-hmm.
Just living life, learning some of those basic skills.
Yes.
And we all have areas that we can improve on. One of the things that I love, you know, I get to interact with the ladies every couple of weeks. I adjust them, tell them bad jokes, do a little bit of a devotional. And I always learn a lot just talking to them, too.
Yes.
You know, I think that's one thing to point out, too, is it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine this lady, Mrs. Markham, that you're talking about, would say the same thing. Is,
oh, yes.
I love to ask the ladies, you know, what are you guys learning? You know, what's the Holy Spirit showing you? What are some of the scriptures that you're really zeroing in on right now? And I always learn a lot just from hearing from them, you know, what they're learning and what they're sharing. So I think that's another thing to point out, too, is discipleship goes both ways.
Yes.
It really, really does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just this one-way street that it's only from the person discipling the person that's being discipled. It goes both ways.
Oh, yes.
And we can all just learn from each other and just some of the wisdom the Holy Spirit's given these women, it's amazing. You know, you'll see them when they first start the program, and then you'll see them 6 months later, and you're like, oh, my gosh, who is this person? So it's amazing. Amazing, amazing.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. That's one of the things I love best about it is that it keeps me fired up.
Yes.
To really be on the have a front row seat, be on the front line to watching the transformation of these women.
Yes.
And I do the same as you. I like to say, okay, what are you hearing?
Yes.
What are you learning right now? And just to hear those testimonies like that, it encourages me.
Yes, it does. Yes. That's a great word to use. It's encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need encouragement.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to just like we all struggle with something, we all need encouragement.
Yes.
Every single person does. And it is encouraging when you talk to them and you realize how excited they are and how much they're learning and how much they're applying these things in their lives. And just the growth is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we got another 4 minutes.
Okay.
Do you mind giving people the stats again of when, or I guess the vital information, you know, when the banquet's going to be, where it's going to be, how they can find out more information about it?
Okay. Well, once again, you can find out info on MiriamHouse.com. That's MiriamHouse.com. We're also on social media on Instagram and Facebook under Miriam House. And if you shoot us a message, if you have any questions, I'll respond to you. But you can go. There'll be an Eventbrite link on there. We would need you to go and register. Mm. It's a free event.
Yes.
But if you want to get be a table host, a table seats 8, so you just go on there and register your name for as many tickets as you need, and we will get you a table or get you some seating.
Yes.
And that day, what you can expect is we're going to start checking at 12 o'clock. The event starts around 1. We're going to have lunch, testimonies, going to share vision of where we think God is leading us as a ministry so you can really see what's going on. The ladies will be there, and you'll be able to see them and meet them and talk with them. But it's going to be a wonderful day.
Mm.
And we're going to be actually set up on the piece of land that we're going to build on so you can see what we're doing.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Which I think that is huge. You can really see where your money's going.
Yes.
You can really see where your volunteer efforts are going. Because mm-hmm. There's so many different ways to participate. You know, if people want to volunteer, there's opportunities for that. If they want to donate, there's opportunities for that. And I mean, you know, donations are part of it.
Yes.
It's always appreciated. Mm-hmm. It takes money to do these types of ministries. And I think it's important for people to understand that this is good soil.
Yes.
So if you're going to pour money into something, you want it to be good soil. And Miriam House really is awesome mm-hmm. soil to pour into. So it's a great opportunity for people. Again, like Tasha said, the tables are absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no charge if you want to get a table. Seats 8. So bring your family, friends, bring a coworker, whoever, and just know that when you invite people and bring them, it's going to be a blessing to them.
Oh yeah.
So I think that's another thing is if you've never been to something like this, that may be hard to imagine. I think sometimes people feel this sense that they're just going to check that box and do this good thing, but mm-hmm. you're going to be blessed if you show up and hear the testimonies and have this experience and see what God's doing. I mean, it's just, you know, there's something about seeing these things with your own eyes and just seeing what God's doing.
Yes.
So, well, I appreciate you joining me very, very much.
Yeah, it's been a great morning.
Yes, it has for sure. And again, I've got Tasha Hill with me with Miriam House. Banquet is this Saturday, 1 p.m. out at Normandy. Find out information online by just going to MiriamHouse.com. Yes, go to MiriamHouse.com. What's that?
Can I share one more
thing? Oh, yeah, go for it, yes.
I also just want to say we want to be a resource for the community. If you know somebody that's struggling with addiction, somebody in your family, somebody in the community or in your church, we're here to help.
Yes.
You know, we're just like Dr. Brad said, it does take donations for these things because we are not government-funded. We're privately donated. But with that said, we take people in at no cost.
Yes.
If they don't have any money, it doesn't matter because you cannot put a price on freedom. So we just bring people in from across the nation, from Middle Tennessee, across the United States. So if you know somebody that's struggling and needs help, call us. We want to be a resource to you.
Yes, amen.
And that's why it's so important also for this banquet and for us to have community support. Since we want to support the community, but we need the community to come support us also.
Yes.
So we can keep doing this and keep bringing people in that don't have insurance or have funds to pay.
Yes, and freedom. Like you said, it's about freedom. You know, addiction is bondage, and we want to see people free in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
All right, well, thanks again for joining me. Hope you guys enjoyed this show. We'll be on again 7:05 Monday of next week, but hope everybody has a great week, and hopefully we will see you this Saturday at the Miriam House Banquet. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Brad Shapiro, Tasha Hill. Thanks a lot for a lot of good information there about the Miriam House. It is 7:31 on Morning Coffee with Al Clark, 65 degrees. And welcome into this show here today.